Chapter 1. It was not the smallest wedding ever conducted in London, but it was certainly among them. Dressed in a new gown of white and silver, a borrowed veil upon her head, silk stockings with blue garters, and an old family heirloom diamond necklace around her throat, a gift from the Marquess of Dunbury, her guardian, Gabrielle looked every inch the bride at her hasty wedding. Of course, the reason the gown was new was because this was her first season in London, and she just hadn't had the chance to wear it yet. The blue garters on her stockings were worn at the insistence of Cordelia, Gabrielle's stepmother, and the Marchese of Dunbury. The Marquess was Cordelia's second husband. Her first had been Baron Hastings, Gabrielle's father. She and her stepmother were only a few years apart in age, and Gabrielle still couldn't decide whether she detested or adored Cordelia. Sometimes it was both. When Cordelia had first arrived in Gabrielle's life, she'd been hopeful at Cordelia's friendliness, but at the same time wary after the ill treatment of her first stepmother. It didn't help that she knew her father desperately wanted a son. Gabrielle's mother and first stepmother had both died in the attempt to give him one, and, despite Cordelia's youth, Gabrielle hadn't been sure her second stepmother would fare any better. Instead, Cordelia had ended up outlasting Gabrielle's father. Since Cordelia's second wedding, was it really only a little over a month ago? Gabrielle's life had changed completely. The Marquess of Dunbury had become her guardian, and he had paid more attention to her than her own father ever had, although that attention had not always been positive. Gabrielle could admit that she was not always the nicest person, particularly when it came to her stepmother, and the Marquess was very protective of Cordelia. That had led to several clashes, which had resulted in Gabrielle's very first spanking since childhood, and her second. Her emotions about being spanked were mixed. Although she'd hated being treated as a child, hated the humiliation of the exercise and the pain, she'd also been comforted and coddled following her punishments, even praised. There was a part of her that yearned for that recognition, even though her father was gone, and had never shown any particular interest in her person, no matter what she did to garner his attention. Before Cordelia had remarried, all of her attention had been focused on Gabrielle, and Gabrielle had loved it. She had taken Cordelia's attempts at finding a second husband rather badly, and her successful marriage to the Marquess even worse. She'd thought she'd be shoved aside and ignored again. Instead, she'd been given her first season in London. She'd had suitors, she'd made friends, and then she'd botched it all because she'd fallen in love with the wrong man. It wasn't that Mr. Felix Hood was unsuitable, completely the opposite. He was the Marquess's best friend, third son of a Viscount, and wealthy in his own right. He was charming, elegant, sophisticated, well-read, and incredibly handsome. Unfortunately, he was also in love with Gabrielle's stepmother. At first, Gabrielle had thought he might be interested in her, but she'd quickly been disabused of that notion. He had seemed to show interest, but he'd never made any formal move to court her. He was the only man she danced with at her come-out ball, whom she didn't receive flowers from the following day, the only one who hadn't sent her a single bouquet since, never written her a poem, or even taken her for a short drive in the park. And she'd overheard a conversation between him and the Marquess, where the Marquess had actually asked him to keep an eye on her, and he'd agreed to the duty. The revelation had been humiliating, despite the fact that she'd never dared show a preference for him anyway, thankfully. She'd been foolish to think that he would dance attendance on her for her sake, but it had still hurt. After that, she'd quickly tired of London. As she'd realised, she had no idea whether or not any of her suitors were truly interested in her, or her dowry, or her connections. She'd known Mr. Hood had no need of her dowry, and he already had a connection to the Marquess, but when she'd realised his attentions had been due to duty, not desire, she'd truly lost hope. It wasn't her lot in life to have a marriage like the Marquess and Cordelia's, one that was loving, a true partnership, and very passionate.